Hey there, and welcome to the Instructional Coaching Corner Podcast. I am Greg Detmer. You're about to listen to episode one of a series called Goals, Living Beyond Hope. A quick background, on June 6th of 2020, it finally clicked for me, and I devoted myself to living a healthy lifestyle. The core objective was to lose weight, develop healthy eating routines, and improve overall heart health. For 20 years, I struggled to do this, but through my journey, I have shifted my mindset, grasped what it means to set a real goal, and strived to be disciplined. Through the course of this series, I will be sharing the things I learned along the way. Thanks for listening, and enjoy episode one, What Are You Willing to Do? If you want what you have never had before, then you must do what you have never done. Some say the author of this quote is Thomas Jefferson. Others say the true author is unknown. Either way, this quote embodies the starting point of any goal. You see, when we set a goal, we are acknowledging that something needs to change. Goals are set to start new habits or end old ones. We don't set goals for things we already have. That would be ridiculous. We set goals for the things we don't have, or as the quote states, the things you have never had before. My example, and for the rest of this series, is the desire to build a healthy lifestyle. The thing about these principles are they don't simply apply to weight loss, but goals in general. Maybe it is implementing a new reading strategy as a teacher, or getting your finances in order, possibly working on a character trait or a value that you want to live out, or even as simple as reading more and watching TV less. The list literally goes on and on. Whatever the change, these concepts apply and will help. Now, I remember countless times stating that I needed to make a change to improve my physical health. Actually, I've said that to myself for the better part of 20 years. But simply saying this would not get me anywhere. As a goal without action is simply a wish. The power of the quote I shared earlier is not in the first half, but the second. Then you must do what you have never done. We have no problem starting goals in our lives. We know what needs to be changed. However, it isn't enough to simply state a goal. We must understand that in order to achieve it, we will need to act, and those actions are going to be things we have never done. For me, in my healthy lifestyle journey, those things are eating healthy, getting daily exercise, and working on my mindset. Now, truth be told, I have done all those things at some point in my life, and honestly with some success for short periods of time. But this time, I realized that I needed to do them consistently and over time. I gave myself a year to commit to healthy eating, daily exercise, and working on my mindset in terms of health. For my story, the thing I had never done before was sticking with my plan for more than 3 months. To be able to push past the time and the goal where it was fun, motivating, and new. I had to shift the thinking from this will be a quick fix to instead, this is going to be something I continue to work on and build habits toward for the rest of my life. Now that is something I have never done before. Let's look at the example of wanting to read more often. It is easy for someone in this situation to determine that this is the change that they would like to make. They now would need to take the step after recognizing a need for change and ask, in order to do this, what things must I do? It is this part that we often miss, and that is what leads many of our goals to be stuck in a wish status. It's easy to set a goal. It's hard to determine and stick with the actions that will lead to the achievement of that goal. Over the past few months, I have been asked countless times, what are you doing to achieve the results you're getting? My simple response is, a lot of things I wasn't doing a year ago. So where are you? Is there a goal you've been putting off? Or maybe you are stuck in the spot where your goal is a mere wish and you are waiting for it to happen. The truth is, it won't, unless you are willing to do things you have never done before. You must ask yourself the same question I ask myself daily. Am I willing to keep doing what I've never done to achieve my goals? If the answer is yes, you are on your way to starting the process of changing your life and achieving your goals. But what if the answer is no? Well, maybe the goal isn't as important as you thought it was. I remember reading Dr. Henry Cloud, who in summary said that people don't change until the pain and uncomfort of staying where they are is worse than the pain and uncomfort of going through the change process. I realized this on June 6th of 2020, that staying on my current path was going to have serious impacts on what I could and couldn't do with my family, and statistically, a scary impact on my longevity. The pain of watching and not being able to participate in many of my children's activities and going to bed every night fearful that I may not have tomorrow simply grew overwhelming. There was a crushing amount of physical and mental weight that I was dragging throughout life. Confronting the pain and hardship of what would happen by not changing greatly outweighed the pain of going through the change process to live a healthy lifestyle. Don't get me wrong, this has been hard. Maybe one of the hardest things I've ever done. But to have what I've never had, I need to be willing to do the hard work. The first step to setting a goal is acknowledging a change needs to happen. The second and often overlooked step is accepting that you will need to do things you have never done before to achieve that goal. And believe me, those things will be hard, but it will be so worth it. So in closing, if you want what you have never had, you must be willing to do what you have never done. It is beautifully simple and complex. I want to end by quoting my favorite wrestler from the 90s, Diamond Dallas Page, who said, "Never underestimate the power you give yourself by believing in you." Now go work hard, keep moving forward, and be awesome. If you have any questions or thoughts about what you heard, please reach out through our Facebook page, Instructional Coaching Corner, or head over to our website, www.iccpodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. Finally, if you could give us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, that would be fantastic. This helps others find the show and helps us spread the thoughts and ideas that you just listened to. Have a fantastic day and keep being awesome.